contestants are a researcher from Washington, D.C., Gabe Bryson Treisaitis. An associate producer from Washington, D.C., also Christine Ryan. And our returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zeffroneri, whose 19-day cash winnings total $532,496. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Gentlemen. Last year we had James Holzhauer. He was fast. He accumulated a lot of money quickly. With our current champion, Jason, slow and steady. He just keeps winning. Yesterday he was put to the test. I thought that it would be an evenly matched game all the way to the end, but no, at the very end, he turned it into a runaway. That's what he does. He deceives you, Christine and Gabe, so be warned. Good luck, though. Here we go. Into the Jeopardy round, one daily double in one of these categories now in play. Circle of life, that's great. Names in politics. State of the state forest. Newer to the language. Bachelor of Arts. And finally, finish lines. Jason, off you go.
Arts 1000.
In 1759, this German-born composer was buried in Westminster Abbey. With no wife and kids, he paid for his own memorial. Jason.
Who is Handel?
Yes.
Politics 1000.
Head of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Representative Cummings of Maryland shares this first name with a biblical prophet. Jason.
What is Elijah?
You are right again.
Politics 800.
This last name of Illinois Governor J.B. is on a prestigious architecture prize his family endowed. Jason.
What is Pritzker?
Yes.
Arts 800.
Rudolph Valentino, who was married to two women at once, was played on film by this Rudolph of the ballet, who never wed. Jason.
Who is Nureyev?
Good.
Language 1000.
The document you sent was TL, this, so IDR didn't read. Christine.
What is too long?
You're on the board.
Bachelor of Arts 600.
This Norwegian depicted the effects of love in his painting called Melancholy. Is it any wonder he never married? Jason.
Who is Munch?
Edvard Munch, yes.
Life 1000.
A famous image of a man is named for this Roman. He noted that a body could be symmetrically inscribed inside a circle and a square. Gabe.
Who is Vitruvius?
Good.
Names in politics 6.
Pete Buttigieg, whose last name is from the Maltese for Lord of the Poultry, is mayor of this Indiana city. Gabe.
What is South Bend?
You got it.
State Forest 8.
Answer there. The daily double. What are you going to do with your $1,600?
I think the smart thing would be to bet it all, so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, here is the clue for you. Mississippi Headwaters State Forest.
What is Minnesota?
You picked the right state. Way to go. You now trail the champ by 1,000, and there are no daily doubles left.
State Forest 2.
Mackinac State Forest. Jason.
What is Michigan?
Yes.
Lions 1,000.
In 2018, this car rally that is named for a 1981 Burt Reynolds movie started in Vegas and finished in Seattle. Jason?
What is Cannonball Run?
Correct.
800 lines.
Here's the finish line at this racetrack, home to the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Christine?
What is Churchill Downs?
Yep, Kentucky Derby home.
Newer to the language, 800.
Folks born in the late 90s or early 2000s are generation this letter. Gabe.
What is Z?
Yes.
State Forest 1000?
Mohegan State Forest. Christine.
What is Oregon?
Nope. Jason.
What is Connecticut?
That's it.
Life 800?
In the 1980s, the British countryside became dotted with these mysterious agricultural designs. Christine?
What are crop circles?
Yes, and that doubles your score to 1600. Takes us into our first break. We'll pause. We'll come right back. Gabe, Gabe Bryson Friesz is from Washington, D.C. He's a researcher. Yesterday, we had a clue about Dr. Seuss on the program. You have a connection with the good doctor.
This is true. I grew up in a home in which he once resided as a college student, and there's an interesting story there. He began using the pseudonym Dr. Seuss after getting in a little trouble as a college student, and he wanted to continue submitting to the college's humor magazine. So he chose his mother's maiden name and continued to submit that way.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Thank you for that information.
Of course.
We add to our information stash here at Jeopardy all the time. Christine Ryan is an associate producer from Washington, D.C., works as an associate producer in nonfiction reality television. Does that mean public television?
Well, it's anything that's not really scripted. So I've done true crime, I've done traditional documentary, I've done interview shows.
What's your preference of all of them?
Oh, historical documentary is my favorite.
Really?
Yes.
Favorite character in American history?
American history? Ooh. I don't know. I think James Garfield is underrated as a president, so it's just my opinion.
You think James Garfield is underrated?
He didn't get a fair chance.
Indeed.
Okay. Jason Zaffronari. What's this about your upcoming wedding, and you've already picked out a special kind of dessert?
Yeah, it's kind of as a result of a particularly ludicrous answer I gave on a recent show where they talked about a word that means small and has something to do with the dance, and I gave a word that sounded like small and is actually a dessert. So we're going to have petit fours, or however you say it. I still have to learn. Petit four. Okay, now I'll be...
You're going to have petit four. You better order a lot of petit fours.
Indeed.
Not that big.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back into this. Christine, back to you. Go.
Newer to the language, 600.
This acronym, meaning the best ever, spells out the name of an animal. LL Cool J uses it as an album title. Christine?
What is goat?
Goat is right, yes, greatest of all time.
Circle of Life, 600.
On the road, a red circle with a horizontal white bar in the center means this. Jason?
What is do not enter?
Correct.
Finish line, 600.
The 2019 Tour de France began in Belgium. But the finish line, as always, was on this road in Paris. Christine.
What is the Champs-Élysées?
Yes.
Names and Politics 400.
Don't get them mixed up. Joe Manchin is a West Virginia senator, while Steve Mnuchin has this cabinet position. Gabe.
What is Secretary of the Treasury?
Good.
Politics 2.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam graduated from VMI, short for this. Then spent 8 years on active duty. Jason.
What is Virginia Military Institute?
Good.
Forest 600.
Lowell Drake at Tingsboro State Forest. Gabe.
What is Massachusetts?
That's it.
Forest 4.
Tillamook State Forest. Jason.
What is Oregon?
That's it.
Finish lines 400.
After you climb 86 flights of stairs, the observatory is the finish line in the ESBRU, or this building run-up. Jason?
What is Empire State Building?
That's it.
Arts 400.
In 1806, this composer wrote to his immortal beloved, "Can you change it that you are not wholly mine?" She couldn't. Christine?
Who is Beethoven?
That's right, less than a minute now.
Circle of Life 400.
In the Old West, those told to circle these conveyances of yore were afraid of attack. Jason.
What are the wagons?
Yeah.
Language 400.
Bougie, short for this, is all about the Benjamins and the stuff you have. Christine.
What is bourgeoisie?
Good.
Bachelor of Arts 200.
He proposed to at least three women, including Eugénie Loyer in 1873, but this painter never wed on a starry night or any other. Christine.
Who is Van Gogh?
Yeah.
Language 200.
On an iPhone, this mode disables Wi-Fi features. Gabe.
What is airplane?
Right.
Life 200.
Moving your index finger in circles by your ear usually means you think someone is this. Jason.
What is crazy?
Yeah. And with that, you go to 8600. Christine, though, goes first to start Double Jeopardy for us when we come back. The champ didn't get the Daily Double, didn't hit the Daily Double, but that's all right. He's still leading. Christine, though, is going first. Here are the categories in Double Jeopardy. Hip-hop musicians' real names. Aha. Characters in the work. You identify the work for us. We'll deal with pencils.
Animal Anatomy. Preschool. Notice the SCH in quotation marks. Each correct response will begin with SCH and will appear in the dictionary before the word school. Finish lines is where we finish. Christine.
Characters in the work, 800.
Lenny Small. George Milton. Jason.
What is Of Mice and Men?
That's right.
Musicians, 2000.
Back in the good old days, he was Ben Haggerty from Seattle. Gabe.
Who is Macklemore?
Yes.
Characters, 1200.
Don Fernando, Dulcinea. Jason.
What is Don Quixote?
You are right.
Musician, 1600.
This leader of Public Enemy was originally Carlton Ridenour. Christine?
Who is Flavor Flav?
No.
Oh, damn.
Jason.
Who is Chuck D?
Yes, he's the one.
Musicians, 1200.
It's not an invasion of privacy to reveal that she is also known as Belcalis Almanzar. Gabe.
Who is Cardi B?
Correct.
Real name's 8.
Austin Post used a rap name generator to come up with this alias. Jason.
What is Post Malone?
Correct.
Characters 2000.
By Cormac McCarthy. The Kid. Judge Holden. Gabe.
What is No Country for Old Men?
No. Christine.
What is Blood Meridian?
You got it.
Character is 1600.
Richard Parker, Orange Juice, Santosh Patel. Christine.
What is The Life of Pi?
That's it.
Animal Anatomy, 1200.
Answer, Daily Double.
Yes.
All right. You don't have quite enough to catch Jason at the moment.
I'll wager 2000.
All right, here's the clue. The omasum and the abomasum are two of the four stomach chambers of this suborder that includes cattle and giraffes.
What are ungulates?
No. What are ruminants? Ruminants, not ungulates. You're at 3,800. Go again.
Animal Anatomy, 1,600.
The musk variety of this herbivore is saber-toothed. Not for prey, but used by the males to fight during mating season. Gabe.
What's an ox?
Nope. Jason or Christine? What are deer? Back to you, Christine.
Animal Anatomy, 2000.
Term for the fibrous substance that makes up most of the exoskeleton or outer body protection of insects and spiders. That's not an easy term. Chitin.
Oh,
chitin.
Okay.
Christine.
Characters, 400.
Rothgar. We laugh. Christine.
What is Beowulf?
Beowulf, yes.
Pencils, 400.
In a 1903 pencil catalog, an entry titled The Philosophy of Rubber debated the merits of these tips. Gabe.
What are erasers?
Good.
Finish line 16.
And so there's the other Daily Double. Aha.
I will bet 4,000.
All right, here's the clue. Named for two 1950s presidents, the Paasikivi Kekkonen line meant not doing anything to annoy this country.
What is the Soviet Union?
You are right.
Nice.
Talking about Finland here.
Preschool 12.
This rupture between religious bodies. Christine.
What is the schism?
Yep.
Preschool 1600.
This dog breed with a wiry black or salt and pepper coat. Jason.
What is Schnauzer?
Yes.
School 2000.
This German word for castle. Christine.
What is Schloss?
Yes, Schloss.
Pencils 800.
This main ingredient in the business part of a pencil comes from the Greek for to write. Gabe.
What is graphite?
That's it.
Finish lines 12.
In 1865, Finn Friedrich Idestam started a paper mill that evolved into this mobile phone company. Jason.
What is Nokia?
That's the company.
Finish, 2000.
The press dubbed this Olympic champ the Flying Finn, the Phantom Finn, and the Finnish Running Marvel. Jason.
Who is Nurmi?
Paavo Nurmi, correct.
Pencils, 2000.
Artists often use pencil to make a study, which, like a musical study piece, has this French name. Gabe.
What is etude?
That's it.
Pencil 16.
A century ago in Shelbyville, Tennessee, also known as Pencil City, the Musgrave Pencil Company began using Tennessee Red, this fragrant wood. Gabe.
What is mesquite?
Nope. Christine?
What is cedar?
Cedarwood, yes.
Animal 800.
A leader in food storage, this popular rodent pet has internal cheek pouches that can stretch from its mouth to its hip. Jason.
What is a hamster?
Yes.
Pencils 1200.
As the numbers on pencils rise, say from number 2 to number 7, the marks they leave become this. Christine?
What is darker?
No. Jason.
What is lighter?
Lighter, yes.
School 800.
This slang word for a nose. Christine.
What is a schnoz?
Right. Less than a minute now.
School 400.
This, a timetable. Jason.
What is a schedule?
Correct.
Finish 800.
Finnish computer scientist Linus Torvalds wrote his master's thesis on this operating system of his. Jason.
What is Linux?
Linux, yes.
Hip-hop 400.
A Peanuts character is the source of this stage name that Calvin Brodus uses. Gabe.
What is Snoop Dogg?
Yep.
Finish 4.
In 1943, Finnish-born architect Eero Saarinen designed the smooth lines of this St. Louis landmark. Christine.
What is the Gateway Arch?
Correct.
Animal 400.
All right. These adorable tree-climbing marsupials have fingerprints very similar to those of humans. Gabe.
What are koalas?
You are right. That takes you to 11,200. All righty. The game has just become more interesting. Here comes Final Jeopardy. World landmarks. Think about it. Make some wagers. Back in a moment.
Mounting protests, a fight to keep kids in school. The final push to stop a redistricting plan before kids are forced to change schools. A daughter pleads guilty to being an accessory to helping her father commit murder. Tonight, her attorney breaks down the plea.
Here's our college champion, ladies and gentlemen.
Could your name be the next one added to the Jeopardy! College Championship Trophy? Only 29 students have earned the title of Jeopardy! College Champion. You could be next. Sign up now for the college online test at Jeopardy.com, happening on October 1st at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
It's been quite a game, hasn't it? We are now dealing with world landmarks, players, and here comes your clue. The Eighth Wonder, by composer Alan John and librettist Dennis Watkins, is about this building that opened in 1973. 30 seconds, good luck. We'll go to Christine first. She was in third place with 9,000, and her response was the Sears Tower. No, that is incorrect. So it's going to cost you some of that 9,000, 8,900 of it, leaving you with just $100. Over to Gabe Bryson Treesice. He played well, had 11,200, and wrote down, what is the Sydney Opera House? Young man, you are correct. Your wager. 11,200. You are now in the lead, putting pressure on our champion, Jason, who is not looking happy. Was he able to come up with the Sydney Opera House? He picked the Prado. No, that was a long time ago. And it'll cost you 1,500. We're going to have to say goodbye to you and welcome a new champion, Gabe Bryson Treesice. 22,400. Let's see if that's the start of a great run like Jason Zuffinieri. And what a run he did have. He'll come back in our tournament of champions. Thank you for tuning us in today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you all tomorrow right here.